This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. More money for Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden has asked the Congress for $13 billion in emergency defense aid to Ukraine and an additional $8 billion for humanitarian support through the end of the year. Another massive infusion of cash as the Russian invasion wears on. Also in the conflict, reports Thursday night from around midnight in Moscow, another factory has been set on fire. According to TASS, which quoted an emergency services statement, the size of the fire was 2,000 square meters. Russia launched a Soyuz rocket carrying a probe to the moon on Friday, kicking off its first mission to the moon in nearly 50 years. The rocket with the Luna 25 probe lifted off at 2310 GMT on Thursday. It's due to reach lunar orbit in 5 days. The death toll on the U.S. Hawaiian island of Maui has jumped to 53 from the wildfires over the past day, that new number coming from Hawaii's governor, who says it will likely rise again. Hawaii's Adjutant General Kenneth Harris said the fire moved so fast because it was fueled by a dry summer, strong winds, from a passing hurricane.
The reason it spread so fast is there are reports of gusts of up to 85 miles per hour. So, you know, that is so fast. And that's why Maui County had such a hard time doing containment of the fire. And because the winds were so high, we couldn't provide the helicopters to do the water bucket support.
Iran has moved 5 Iranian Americans from prison to house arrest in exchange for billions of dollars frozen in South Korea. U.S. and Iranian officials disclosed the tentative deal on Thursday. It's still being negotiated and could eventually lead to their full release. This is VOA News. 6 men arrested as suspects in the assassination of Ecuadorian presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio are Colombian nationals, say the police there. They were found in a house in Quito with shotguns, a rifle, and 3 grenades. A magnitude 6.0 earthquake struck Japan on Friday. According to the German Research Center for Geosciences, the quake's epicenter was 46 kilometers below the Earth's surface. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is doubling the chances for a nasty Atlantic hurricane season, all part of a complicated jigsaw puzzle of water temperatures and sea levels, all increasing due to climate change. You can actually measure many of the factors and actually see them, like in the Florida Keys, as we hear now from Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, sea levels along the Florida coast have gone up 8 inches since 1950. Some estimates put that figure over 50 by 2070.
So right now, the sea is rising faster than it has for thousands of years, and it is only expected to get worse unless we get our greenhouse gas emissions, deforestation, and the other things that cause climate change under control.
In July, the surface ocean temperature around the Florida Keys hit 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about as hot as a hot tub. NOAA says that temperatures like that could supercharge tropical storms and hurricanes.
That is Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. 2 dozen Las Vegas police body camera videos show the moment a man and woman exited a home raided in July in connection with the cold case killing of rapper Tupac Shakur.
Keep walking back. Take a step to your left. Step to your left. Okay, hey, face away from me. Face the house. Slowly walk back towards the sound of my voice. You're doing good. Appreciate your cooperation.
A copy of the search warrant says police were searching for items concerning the murder of Shakur. Not much else has been revealed by the police department at this time. Virgin Galactic has rocketed to the edge of the space with its first tourists on board. One passenger bought his ticket 18 years ago. The tourist flight guided back to the runway in the U.S. state of New Mexico, landing in the desert. Aboard the plane launched spacecraft, former British Olympian with Parkinson's disease, and a mother and daughter who won a contest. Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic has now taken 7 trips to space, but this was the first one with a ticket holder on board. Prices started 18 years ago at $200,000. They are now $450,000. From Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.